Chinese Communist Party brands U.S. coronavirus response a failure. By John Hayward on March 23, 2020. Chinese state media on Monday pumped out a string of editorials blasting America's failed response to the coronavirus that was unleashed upon the world by the Chinese Communist Party and touting China's solutions as a model for the world to follow. China's Global Times said the pandemic is spiraling out of control in the United States, so it might be time for friendly and responsible China to lend a hand on humanitarian grounds despite Washington's escalating xenophobic slurs and hostility toward Beijing by repeatedly calling the novel coronavirus the Chinese virus. The article quoted both named and unnamed sources in the U.S., plus the odd random social media user, who had ideas for how China could help, ranging from coronavirus test kits and ventilators to expertise and technological innovations such as phone-based monitoring apps to help with contact tracing and isolation. When Trump kept playing down the impact of the coronavirus, shifting the blame to China, which, some observers said, aimed to hide the administration's inadequate preparation for this crisis, some doctors and medics in different U.S. states such as New York, California, and Maryland have started to seek help from China, particularly from Chinese medics who have had experiences in fighting this battle at the front line, the Global Times wrote. However, the U.S. federal government continues to smear China by ignoring the fundamentals of science by labeling COVID-19 as the Chinese virus, sparking outrage among not only Chinese but also Asian Americans. Such offensive tactics lower chances for Beijing and Washington to work together at a national level, particularly some racist and xenophobia-driven attacks on China which have become unacceptable, inflaming the spat of words between the two countries, the Communist Party paper wrote, attributing those remarks to unnamed observers. Another Global Times editorial on Monday quoted Chinese analysts who said it was time for the entire world to put aside political differences and swiftly and resolutely adopt China's model for combating the epidemic. Amazingly, this particular effusion of Chinese propaganda talked about the coronavirus exploding around the world despite advanced warnings from the World Health Organization, WHO, and the time bought by China's unprecedented efforts in the virus fight. In truth, the Chinese Communist Party caused thousands of deaths and billions of dollars in damage by suppressing early warnings about the virus from doctors in Wuhan and corrupting the World Health Organization, which actually joined the Chinese in downplaying the risk of human-to-human transmission and advocating against travel bans. The second Global Times piece swiftly returned to political hectoring, attempting to shame anyone who insists on noticing that the Chinese virus did indeed originate in China and emerged due to Communist Party malfeasance. The main reason that countries, especially those in the West, missed the time window created by China's dedication to reigning in the virus spread is that most of them didn't pay enough attention, and some even used the outbreak to attack and accuse China's political system as a failure to governance, which is totally against the factual evidence, experts said. Various U.S. senior officials and politicians see the pandemic as a chance to serve their strategic purpose to weaken China, and they are attempting to politicize the pandemic to pass the buck onto China. U.S. President Donald Trump has also been vocal in such efforts by using the racist term Chinese virus. The regime in Beijing has evidently noticed people around the world asking tough questions about how much influence it has over WHO. The Global Times argued that recognition of China's measures have been viewed from an ideological perspective by many mainstream Western media outlets, and some assumed that the WHO was pressured by China. According to the Global Times and its correspondents, the biggest problem facing the Western world is that it refuses to follow China's lead. Zhang Weiwei, a professor and director of the China Institute of Fudan University in Shanghai, told the Global Times on Sunday the failure by Western countries to contain the outbreak is caused by their slow responses, shortage of funds, lack of imagination and political courage. Recapping at the very beginning of the outbreak, China was a country seriously insulted by the West. Now the situation has made a U-turn. China is moving toward a final victory step by step, and those Western countries who mocked and bullied China are mired in a serious virus crisis, Zhang said. The arrogance and bias from their national leaders, political elites and journalists is hurting their own people with their arrogance and ignorance, Zhang noted. Song Lu Zhang, a Paris-based political scientist and commentator, told the Global Times that many European countries don't understand how serious the outbreak could be. And in late January, when China sacrificed economic activities among many other things to lock down Wuhan and even Hubei province to control the virus, some European media mocked and criticized the approach, accusing the practice as violating freedom and human rights. It is apparently time for the rest of the world to stop criticizing the tyrants of Beijing over little things like freedom, human rights, and open-air slaughterhouses that launch global pandemics, and instead embrace the superiority of authoritarian one-party collectivist rule. The Global Times even managed to work the word whistleblower into its rant, in a bid to gaslight everyone into forgetting who the real whistleblowers were, and what the Chinese Communist Party did to them. Political elites in European countries have lessons to learn in dealing with the pandemics, from criticizing and questioning China's measures to learning from China's experiences and even seeking assistance from China. But the process took too long, and the tardy response has caused unnecessary loss and casualties, Chinese observers noted. Politicians in major Western countries care too much about economic data and stock markets, rather than death rates and numbers of confirmed cases. And liberal journalists care more about political values such as individual freedom and rights. But they need to understand that without lives, those things they care about won't exist anymore, Chinese experts warned. A Beijing-based expert on epidemic prevention and control who requested anonymity told the Global Times that China has warned countries around the world, and kept the other major countries, especially the US, posted since the very beginning of the outbreak, and China has also been frank about the mistakes it made earlier. China is the whistleblower for the world, and it would be immoral and irresponsible to blame China. Yet another Global Times broadside crowed that America's failure to contain the coronavirus is now too big to conceal and wrote a bizarre new history in which Chinese officials only began floating deranged conspiracy theories about the U.S. Army creating the virus to counterattack after Trump administration officials maligned them. According to the CCP, it is America that launched a public opinion war against China. The Trump government is weak in steering the country to fight the COVID-19 pandemic, but is adept at launching a fully motivated public opinion war against China. The root cause is that as the pandemic rages on, the U.S. now ranks third in the world for the number of confirmed cases, a little behind Italy. The death toll in the U.S. surged to at least 326 as of press time. In view of the spreading panic, the White House has no way of turning around the situation and is dependent on passing the buck to China. Analysts widely believe that the epidemic in the U.S. will continue to worsen. The life of Americans has been severely impacted. A large number of people have been forced to, or must stay at home out of fear. Times Square, which used to overflow with people, is empty. The U.S. stock market has experienced meltdown 4 times in 10 days and an economic contraction is almost inevitable. All this translates into political pressure on Trump. The Trump administration has therefore launched an anti-China campaign. The White House may believe that anti-China has a large bipartisan support in the U.S. It's very easy to blame China for U.S. mishandling of the coronavirus epidemic. Even if the results are not as great as they expect, they have nothing to lose. So they have launched all-out efforts to scapegoat China. But no matter how the Trump administration tries to deceive people, their serious dereliction of duty and the consequences are clear and cannot be veneered. In confronting rather than cooperating with China in this very crucial period, the Trump administration will fall into a vicious circle of increasing political difficulties, the editorial concluded.